I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 13. Romans, chapter 13. I'd like to look at one verse of Scripture. Verse 11. Romans 13:11, and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. As believers, we live in a world and realize that we're in a world that is quickly passing away. We see ourselves growing older, less able physically, emotionally, to function as we once did. And we know that the Lord has been pleased to teach us something about that. 1 Peter 1:24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. Let me tell you what every body, but every believer especially knows. We're going to die. We're going to go the way of all men. James 4:14 says, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. And we know that while we're in this fleeting world, there's two natures found within. Only a believer knows that there's two natures there. And we're thankful that the Lord has taught us that there's two natures there, because we realize where the battle's coming from. No believer excuses his sin. Every believer loathes the old man that's found within, and we long to be separated from the body of this death. The older we get, the tireder we get of this world. And the Lord is preparing us. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 7:18, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Paul and every believer knows that there's an old corrupt nature that the Lord has not been pleased to remove while we're in this life. But he also knew in regenerating grace that there was a new man there. There was a new imparted heart. And therefore he said in Romans 7:22, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. What is that, the inward man? That's the new man that is the opposite of that carnal and corrupt man. There's two men there. And every believer admits and knows this. There's an old man that hates God, and there's a new man that loves him. There's a new man that obeys. That which is born of God sinneth not. He obeys. He trusts. He calls. He believes. He loves. And Paul was thankful, as I said a moment ago, that the Lord had taught him that. Every believer is thankful that God has taught him that. Romans 7:25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so with the mind, that is the understanding, and the characteristic of a new nature. With the mind, I myself serve the law of God. What does that mean? We honor it and admit by faith that it is just and holy. We don't say we keep it, but we know that the law of God is right. He said, I thank God with the new man, that mine I serve the law of God, but with the flesh, he said, I thank God that God has taught me something, that I know that I'm serving the law of sin. Someone says, I don't see myself, you know, with that much struggle. Well, a believer does. We need to be continually reminded not only who God is, but who we are. And that this side of glory, it's going to be like that. And we're not going to be separated from the body of this death until we die. Now with these blessed revelations concerning our struggle between the old man and new man, I want us to consider for just a moment another blessed word in Revelation from Almighty God, and it's a warning. It's a warning against spiritual drowsiness as the day of our departure grows near. What I just read. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Now let me tell you something about a believer. A believer is spiritually alive, and he therefore is awake. The bride in Song of Solomon 5:2 said, I sleep, but my heart waketh. Only a believer acknowledges that he sees that old sleep and awakeness. Let me ask you something. Have you ever experienced, I know you have you ever thought going to sleep? How many times have you sat somewhere and you just it's the most painful. You're struggling trying to stay awake. There's a battle against natural sleep when you're wanting and need to be awake, but it's that way spiritually. A believer acknowledges the reality of sin that dwells within, that body of death that's always indifferent toward the Lord. I sleep, and none are exempt. Even the wise virgins, back in the scriptures in Matthew 25, were found to slumber and sleep as the bridegroom tarried. Oh, how often we're made to remember that we do sleep. We find ourselves, we realize something of our spiritual dozing. It's not the sleep of death, because the scripture says that we have passed from death unto life. You've been quickened, and you hath he quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin. So a believer is awake to the knowledge of Christ. He knows he is. But though spiritually alive, we find ourselves indifferent, often indifferent, daydreaming. How many times have you found yourself while we're sitting right here? And while we're here's what we got a minute. We just got a minute to be together. How many times have we just drifted off? But though a believer is said to be knowingly seeing himself asleep, there's another truth. But my heart waketh. My heart is awake spiritually. And there's grace in the heart when a man is truly found to be struggling with sin within. There's grace in the heart when there is a struggle. Struggling not because the fear of being caught, but the fear and the reverence that's due unto the Lord. Listen to what David said. Let me read you. Isaiah. Psalm 51. Here's what David did. Did David sin against God? Do we? What is the attitude of a believer? Now let me listen to what he says. Isaiah, I'm going to get off of Isaiah in a minute. Psalm 51, verse 3 and 4. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. A believer is awake, but he knows himself to be sleeping. And when he's aroused, it's when he's aroused. And let me say right here. Every believer is aroused. Every believer is awakened. And I'm going to make a few statements on how God wakes us up and guards against going to sleep. Every believer is awakened. When a believer hears the word of God, he's awakened. What would you think if you came in to wake somebody up and you couldn't wake them up? Wake up. Something's wrong. When someone doesn't wake up, something's wrong. Could be dead. They could be in a coma. There's something. When you can't arouse someone, every believer wakes up when they hear the word of God. Every believer is quickened again, startled back. They admit, I was asleep. I was asleep. They don't stay in that state, indifferent. They do not. Every believer, when you see someone and they're not aroused, something's wrong. Every believer is going to say a Shulamite, Psalm 3:3, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? The Lord may withdraw himself. And when God withdraws himself, you know it. You know it. When you come home and you call for your spouse, your children or something, they're not there. Do you know it? Do you know they're not there? A believer, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? There's that attitude of revival and awakening and a realization. And knowing his people, knowing that we are but dust. The Lord sends this word of exhortation and encouragement. Paul says, knowing the time. Taking a proper view of the time, the shortness and the value of time. Here's the fact. This life is rapidly growing to a close. We're leaving. Lord, wake us up. Lord, I don't. Lord, help me. It's time, high time to awake out of sleep. This is the season. Right now, wake up. Lord, wake me up. Lord, help me. I got an old man that does one thing, wants to rebel against God. I've got an old man that resists what I'm hearing. I got an old man that does not want to obey. No way to resist. Years ago, when I was living in Louisiana, I was driving home one night. It was Sunday night services. I was driving home, had my wife and my kids in the car. I was driving home. Dark. Headlights were on. I could see the road. The next thing I knew, I heard my wife say, "Marvin, are you awake?" And I realized I was in the left lane heading toward the ditch and never knew I went to sleep. I never knew it. I never realized what was happening. It was high time. It was season to awake out of sleep. It was time. It was time. Now's the time. Wake up now. Oh, we got a problem. These seasons of spiritual sleep, they truly exist, and they're realized by every believer because he's alive. What believer won't admit, "I know that I see myself asleep, needing arousal. And this old nature that wars and lusts against the new man, that old nature that serves the law of sin, that painful, it's humbling, and we have to admit it. I admit it. Only a believer admits. We're all guilty. I'm going to give us some safeguards in closing. Safeguards against sleep. Spiritual sleep. These seasons are found when we're tempted. And we've got an old man that wants to do one thing, to obey the temptation. We're tempted to give place to the cares of this world instead of the faithful and continual hearing of the gospel. Let me tell you, the only thing that'll keep a man awake, God's word. This is it. You can tell somebody, "We need to wake up. You need to wake up." As I told you last week, Paul said to Timothy, "Timothy, preach the word. This word is alive. This word is sharper than any two-edged sword." And when a believer hears the word of God, Spirit of God blessing that word to that believer's heart, he wakes up. And he said, "I hear the voice of my master. I hear the voice of the shepherd." That's the shepherd calling. That's God speaking. God Almighty, give place to the hearing of the gospel. Nothing is more important. It's high time to wake out of sleep. Give a continual hearing to the gospel. Let me tell you something else. Search these scriptures daily. Daily. I'm going to say, you mean every day? Yeah. Like those in Berea, they searched the scriptures daily. I had a man call me the other day. It was just a blessed, encouraging conversation. He called me another state, and he told me, he said, "Marvin, I hear you often say, you talk about a word and you'll give the definition of the word," and he said, "It's always refreshing to go and look it up and find out that that was what it was truly saying, that that's what it meant." And I told him, I said, "That's an encouragement to me. Thank you. Listen, I'm telling you, make much of searching these scriptures daily. You find a time that's good for you. I mean, you find a time that's good for you. And I'll tell you another thing that's a safeguard against going to sleep spiritually. Enter into your closet. The Lord said, and a believer prays. A believer out of his heart, just he's going to call on the Lord. I know very little, as I told you before, about praying. I can't tell you. I don't know what to tell you about praying. But when you pray, we don't know what to say, but the Spirit of God, it helpeth us. Let me tell you how to stay awake. Make much of hearing the gospel. I'm telling you, the toys of this life are all going to burn up. It's all going to be over. It's high time to awake out of sleep. Wake up. Proverbs 19:50, slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep. Slothfulness toward hearing of the gospel. Slothfulness toward reading the scriptures. Slothfulness from meeting with the Lord, praying, calling unto the Father. The Father that heareth in secret rewards his people openly. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Proverbs 20:13, love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:6, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. And what does the scripture say in closing concerning the reason for being awakened out of sleep? For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The time of our departure draws near. This is as close as it's ever been. Somebody said, well, that's pretty obvious. No, but we need to hear that because the scripture said it. The Lord is at hand. It's just a few more setting suns and then time. And as I said, all the pleasures and cares and toys of this world is going to be gone. Eternity. All of its promises for God's people is soon going to be ushered in. And we will then at that time hear him say, enter in. Enter into the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Lord, wake us up. We're so prone to slumber, care of this world, insensitivity to each other. You know who God's people are going to spend eternity with? God and God's people. That's who it's going to be. We're going to have fellowship. God's people are all going to be together. That's where it started right now. Lord, wake us up. Oh, for Christ's sake and our good. Amen. All right.